Welcome to Laura's podcast. This is the second episode about inspiration. I hope you've listened to the first episode where I talk about, what happens when you lack inspiration, how you get stuck, and what I did to help me get in that flow again, in the zone of inspiration. And the funny thing is that I thought, all right, I've just recorded a podcast and I actually want to give you something more about inspiration, where to find it. And while I was making dinner, or lunch I should say, I looked at a series I did in Disney Plus. It's called Inside Pixar, and you see different people talk about their job. And one of them is a lady who talks about how she creates the characters, their clothes, their wearing, how they walk, their expressions, and it's really great. So, of course, coincidence doesn't exist, but she talked about what she does. When she doesn't have inspiration, when she is staring at a blank page, like I literally said in the latest episode. So what she does basically is get out of the situation she is in now. So she gets up from behind her desk and walks outside. This way she sees a street differently, because she's paying attention. They see the colors, what is newly painted, the way people talk, how the coffee tastes, just new things, because she's really looking. Sometimes she even goes downstairs to like the creation playroom, where she plays around with different materials and she gets out the scissors and some magazines and some fabrics and just starts cutting and piecing together a character. And then she's like, wow, this is it. And she gets back to a drawing board. And this is exactly what you can do. When you are stuck thinking about dinner, thinking about what should I make, and the things that pop in your mind you've already done 1,000 times, you don't want to disappoint anybody, get your head out of the fridge, get your head out of that moment, and do something else. Play with your kids for a while. Ask them what they want to eat tonight. Call your partner. Ask for some ideas. And you know what? There's always a phone call or an app, a way to ordering something. Something different for all of you, or just this big, great pizza you love to share. Or the little one that says, yes, mommy, that thing you made the other night with the sausages, or with, you did some funny thing with vegetables. And you were like, okay, I just threw something together that time. So you get out of your head, you start talking, you start asking, and that's how you get an idea. So what about your business? You have, let's say, 3 hours to yourself before the kids come home from school. Or you just have to, you know, be mom again. So you have these 3 hours. And you're staring at your screen and like, okay, I want to write a post for Instagram, for Facebook. I actually want to start writing on email as well. Yeah, my website needs updating. I actually want to invest in an assistant who can help me with all this. Somebody wrote this nice post the other day. You should look it up and see. And, oh yeah, the conversation I had with the client the other day, I have to get back to it. No, they didn't get back to me yet. Oh, does that mean they didn't want to work with me? And, oh yes. And You look away on Facebook for a moment. And exactly, you see the post you wanted to write, somebody else. Exactly what she's doing, what you're doing. And you're like, oh my God. Well, she already did it. How do I get there? Or you're like, I have this amazing idea. Everything is ready, so how do I get it out of the public? And you just keep, you know, it keeps banging in your head. Like, how? I want. I don't know. Okay. Put on your coat. When it's a nice day, just head out of the door. Outside. Take a walk. Look around. See the color of the trees. The cars are parked. The people are walking by. Are they laughing? Are they serious? Are they talking? How are they walking? Look at the colors you see. Is the sun out? Is it cloudy? Can you see shapes in the clouds? Okay. Think about something funny. It makes you laugh. So bit by bit, you get back to your inner self. And now think about what you want. Say, I want to meet a perfect client who wants to work with me. I want to find a platform where I can speak about my passion. Get people to know about that this is out there. Okay, this is what you want. Now you have asked. You have asked God, you have asked the universe. Be grateful for what is about to come on your path right now. Be confident and trust. Now what you do is you pay attention. What subtle or not so subtle hints are steering in a direction to talk maybe to this woman? Talk about what you really do, your passion. The post on Facebook, does it attract you? Do you want to leave a comment? Or does someone pop in your head you haven't spoken for ages and say, oh yes, I should connect to them? All these little things are put there to help us get what we want. Now, if you doubt just a little bit about, okay, but what if I miss a sign? What do I think it's a sign? It's not a sign. And all right, be specific. You say, you know, I'm leaving it out to you. But I love to get the inspiration very clear. Like, so clear to me that I cannot deny it. And it's right, bam, smack, in my face. All right. Then that's how you will receive it. Don't worry. It's there. Don't force yourself into looking for it without fun. You know, don't force yourself to sit behind your desk even if you want to be thinking, I have these hours, I should be doing it now. No. Take a breath. Know how great you are, how full of inspiration you are, that you are being noticed. And then see, like, what do I really want to do right now? Actually, I love to just take a long shower. Just go ahead, do that. I spoke to this beautiful woman yesterday, and she said that the foundation of your business is you. So if you don't take good care of yourself, that foundation will crumble. So you. Now, what to do if you have a deadline? All right, just say it. I have a deadline. It has to be done tomorrow at 3. I have now 2 hours to work on it, and tomorrow 2 hours. So I need help right now. Please, I need help right now. Get it out there. Let it go. Be thankful. And then follow your heart. What do you need to do? You feel like calling your mom, calling your friends? Go with that intuition. Do you feel like just sitting down and grab a magazine? While you actually think like, that's just a waste of time, I'm taking a break. No, because maybe in that magazine is that article or just one phrase that gets you going. That's what happened with me today. I actually thought I should be behind my desk working, but I felt like making some soup for myself, cutting some vegetables, and in the meantime, look at this documentary from Pixar. And that's why I saw her talking about inspiration. I thought, this is beautiful, this is great. And no, it's not a coincidence. So again, follow where your heart, where your inner self is steering you. And that actually never happens in your head. It's when you get out of your head. That's where you find the inspiration. I encourage you to be soft for yourself and proud. Always proud. What did you do today? What did you accomplish today? Don't think about all the things that are still left doing. Now, what did you actually do? Actually, I got this great inspiration. I got writing, and there's more inspiration there. Okay, great. That is really great. Point. Nothing more to it. The foundation that is you. You are important. Without taking care of yourself, it's really difficult to be the best mom you want to be, the great business you want to build, the health you're seeking. That's why it's so important to take care of yourself. Inspiration. When you can't find it, it means you're in your head. So get out of that place you're in right now. Even if it is in another room, even if it is grabbing another book, even if it is just going to the toilet for a moment. Follow your heart, the subtle advice, the nudges it gives you. May you always be grateful about what you want is on the way. Thank you for listening to this podcast. And I keep saying it, if you have any beautiful ideas, if you've got any inspiration from this podcast, if you want to ask something, if you're completely not agreeing with what I'm saying, just let me know. I love to talk to you. I'll see you in another podcast about inspiration soon. Bye.